bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I went to Ballarat. Good old country town, really pretty, lots of trees. Mm-hmm. Except for something.
The infrastructure?
No.
No, that's good.
Public transport.
I didn't
civilization.
Public
their
transport.
Lack of gold nuggets now because they were all mined in the 1800s.
I did wonder that. Like, if you go to Sovereign Hill, are people still finding gold?
They're getting trickles.
Because surely there's nothing left.
I think they're just letting some gold glitter off in the streams and be like, oh, look, there's a little shard.
Or like Easter egg chocolate. Like, they're just taking off the wrappers and chucking it in there. But anyway, I was a massive snob yesterday in Ballarat.
Surprise, surprise.
You should be shocked because I'm not a snob.
Okay.
Kind of. Find out why I was a snob. And as the text would prove, it was quite...
It was justified.
Justified. This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
It's been a while. I think there is a segment that I had a while ago where you guys called me a snob.
There's pretty much every segment.
Thank you. It turns out the tables have changed. Or turned.
I think is the expression.
Tell you what, you can't be a snob of expressions because you got no clue.
The tables have turned. Christina, explain. What have you done?
Well, they have changed the tables. Yesterday, I was in Ballarat for work.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going back tomorrow.
What a great gold mining town.
Sovereign Hill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really cute town, actually.
It's
lots
gorgeous.
Of trees.
Yep.
I love a good tree. Especially.
I also enjoy oxygen.
But in autumn, when the trees are yellow and the leaves are yellow and red, I love that. And that was a lot of
pretty sure that's what Chris Martin was talking about.
It's very pretty.
Yellow. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a bit slow today. I was filming with my job. Yeah, I do filming for my job. Mm-hmm. I was at one of the big proper malls in Ballarat.
Oh, yep.
Ballarat.
Didn't know they had one.
Yeah, they do.
Ballarat Mall?
I don't know what it's called. Whatever. I can't remember. Anyway, we were filming something. It was very early. I had to be there at like 7 a.m. So I left home very early yesterday. When we got there, so I stopped for a couple of coffees on the way.
A couple of coffees?
You know what I'm like. Leave me. Anyway, so we got there. We set up. We were filming. I said to the girl working at the counter, excuse me, do you know any good coffee shops around here? Because you know I'm all about the coffees.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The good coffees. And she goes, not really, love. You might have to wait till you go, because after the location, we were going to a shopping centre.
Okay. Yep.
She goes, you might have to wait till you go to the shopping centre.
Oh, no.
And I said, okay. I said, what type of coffee could I expect at a shopping centre? She was like,
She's judging you so much.
And then she reeled off the name of a donut shop. I was like, she said a donut shop. The donut chain.
What I absolutely love about quite often when you go to country towns, you'll mention something, you're like, have you got one of these? And they get really excited. You'll have to try it. It'll change it. Yeah. You guys don't get this in the city.
Yes.
You don't get this good. Is this what happened?
That's what happened. She was like, it's so good at this donut shop.
Well, it might
be.
And I was just like, you guys know me. I can't lie. And I don't really have a very good
filter.
I don't have a filter. That's why I'm on this radio show. And so I was just like, okay. Is that all? Like, is it just the donut shop? She's like, yeah, but the coffee there's amazing.
Well, okay. Calm your farm.
Are you joking?
No. Because
I go in search of Melbourne's best coffee shops. I spend my weekends doing that.
All right.
She would roast her own bean if she could, James.
I would roast my own. I just turned my nose up at the coffee that's in the Joy kitchen.
That's true, you
I'm
did.
I'm not going to a donut shop.
We've just found out that Christina is a coffee snob.
It could almost be regarded as a city snob. as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely, actually.
City slicker.
But no, that's not true because I really did thoroughly enjoy Ballarat yesterday.
Well, I actually know a barista who lives in Ballarat, so if you had to message me, I could have given you the sweet hookup.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a failed actor?
No, cyclist. Nope. So.
I know, like, in Ballarat and these country towns, there are so many amazing places. Yep. And usually, well, not usually, but I thought maybe speaking to a local might, you know, send me to one.
You got to pick your locals.
who did you pick, by the way?
A lady I was filming that was there. Filming.
Oh, right.
So she was asking. Deborah? I have a feeling her name was Deborah, wasn't it?
I'm not
it?
Saying your name. It wasn't Deborah, but it was.
It was pretty close,
similar.
Wasn't it?
Debbie.
Something similar.
if I just pulled that name out of the blue and I've nailed it.
Oh, dear.
Good morning, Deborah.
Maybe brush up on your coffee shops.
I think this is a stretch because maybe just because it's fast doesn't mean it's bad.
What? Do you get coffee drive-through?
No, I don't drink coffee at all, actually. But... I like people were telling me for a while that a certain convenience store had very good coffee.
No,
is that not true?
That is not true. Oh. Whoever says that, they only buy it because it's a buck.
Yeah.
There is no, you cannot drink that and say that's good coffee.
So I totally agree. There's all times in all parts of life where you're in desperate need and you've got to slum it.
Yeah.
All right? When it comes down to relationships, when it comes down to coffee, the important things.
If you're poor, absolutely. If you're desperate, absolutely. But do not say to me that is good coffee.
Okay.
And you don't even drink it. You can't take it on good authority.
I can be fussy with my tea.
Yeah, you can.
Like, I don't like the tea that they buy here.
We're just hating on all the free stuff that we're given.
Sorry, guys. I think it's great. So,
oh, a little suck.
I'm just sucking up. That's all I'm doing.
You know what? It's great to go through life without standards, Jess.
Aw, that's why I chose you guys as my friends.
Oh, yeah, right. Christina hit a nerve with you. Saying, confessing that she was a coffee snob after a recent trip to B-Rat, Ballarat, for those playing at home. Finding out that perhaps the coffee isn't as good there. And look, let's be honest, a lot of people have confessed that Melbourne has the best coffee in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know, don't even drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Love the smell of it. Just don't want to drink it.
Does smell great.
So, you've hit a nerve, Christina.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read out a few of my faves. Mm. Tim from Hawthorne. Now, Christina, when going to rural centres like Ballarat, you need to dial back your coffee expectations.
Yeah, it's fair.
Unless it's Dalesford, and even then it can be tricky from one coffee stump to another. Jeez, Tim. Thanks, Tim. I'm glad you understand. Do you know what? To be completely honest, when I drove back through you see the signs of Dalesford, and I did think about it. Because also my lunch wasn't great.
Nope.
But that's another whole story in itself. Matthew from South Yarra says, Ballarat has some fantastic cafes.
Mm.
A coffee shop inside of a fast food outlet would have been better than what was offered to you.
Oh, dear.
Yes, that's true. Didn't do that one. Christina, when in Ballarat, go to, and he's listed a shop which sells cakes at, is it Wendery?
Yeah, Wendery.
Wendery shopping centre, and ask for the owner, Michael. He makes the best coffee.
Oh.
Now, as you say that, it's really great because I'm actually going to that shopping centre tomorrow to film. So I'm going to go to that shop and I'm going to ask for Michael and I'm going to judge his coffee. But to be honest, it will probably be better than what I had yesterday.
Amazing.
Because I did actually give in and get one, but I didn't go to the donut shop.
Report next week.
I will.
With my
Hold on.
Copy.
I was saying about how convenience store $1 coffee is fine if you're desperate, you don't have a lot of money.
No.
Hang on.
No.
I said if you're poor, which I am often poor. I'm not saying that.
Anyway. We've had a retort.
Well, we haven't really. As a struggling student, the $1 convenience store has great coffee. Absolutely. I agree. I just think that.
Get what you pay for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Ron. So basically, everyone is on my side.
So we're a bunch of snobs.
Yeah, we're all snobs. Let's be honest. Coffee drinkers on the whole can be pretty much snobs.
Yeah, we're dicks.
And James can be a chai latte snob, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like it with the loose leaf.
You don't like the powder, do you?
No, I hate the powder.
You see, when you're paying for it, you want good quality.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.